I guess. I'm recording.
Oh, I can tell.
Oh, guys. I had a great night's sleep two nights ago, so I didn't sleep at all last night.
Did you not sleep at all last night?
I slept like shit. But I got one good, you know, one night on, four nights off. That's right. Healthy, correct?
Yes.
If you sleep good one night, then you don't have to sleep for a week.
Maybe that's how your body works. Who knows? Maybe you're like a sleep camel.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think that's how anybody's body works. Maybe yeah. That's how my body doesn't work.
Right. That's, well, some people, you know, when I first started like not sleeping and having really bad insomnia, at one point I had to just be like, well, yours is different because yours is like, because you work so many hours. So like part of it's working a lot.
I already don't sleep.
Yeah.
Even if I'm not working.
Yeah. There's something, I mean, I don't know. I probably can't be of help because all my helpful tips are all the mental shit where you just tell yourself, I go to sleep easily, and then it starts to happen. So it's all my shit is like hippie mind shit.
I wish I could do that.
Yeah. You probably, maybe but you just get sleeping pills.
I really don't want to do that.
We talked about this. If you guys are missing out on these group chats, apparently in London town, in foggy London town, Tylenol is illegal, but you can buy codeine. It's next to the gum as you check out. So
I think I'll just do a trade. I'll send some Tylenol.
Yes.
And then we won't say who, but somebody send me some codeine. I would love for us to get arrested for mailing Tylenol and codeine back and forth.
Well, I was thinking
people are sending fucking fentanyl all over the goddamn world.
Right.
And we have like the DEA show up at our house.
Yeah.
For coding.
Someone, I was talking about something where I'm like, man, I could really go for, I got to say, I've been sleeping great since I've been here. And I was like, it's all the trees, but also I don't have three drug dealers. I don't have any drug dealers.
Or drug dealers.
I don't have people.
Way more dangerous.
I don't have people. Wow.
How far did we get in the episode? 2 minutes?
Yeah. I don't have drug dealers. You know how distracting it is when you can send a text and within 30 to 45 minutes, someone's bringing you paraphernalia from a 90s cartoon? It's, I mean, how could you sleep?
Oh, see, I was thinking dug as in past tense of dig. Not the man's name.
And a dug dealer would be.
Well, you had a lot of those. They were doing a lot of construction on your street. So you did have very close dug dealers.
Yeah. You did have dug dealers.
You had all the dug dealers.
Yeah.
The man's name. Past tense of dig.
Yes. When you don't have, I got a text for the group text because I had a couple regular guys just like, here's the Monday fire special. And I was like, oh, this is why I'm so rested. Also why I'm more hyper and like jacked up because I don't have access to drugs if I felt like, you know what? I think I want to kick it up a notch. And by kick it up a notch, I mean, take a nap.
Yeah, well, it's really... I mean, what a city to kick it up a notch in when bars are legally mandated right now to close at 11 p.m. So,
well, that's when they're legally mandated, but they're closing way earlier because people are just like not in them. At least this place by me that's supposed to be like the Venice Cafe that's like, I read some review and everyone was like 5 stars. And there was one review on Yelp and she was like, first of all, I'm not even religious, but if you look at the posters, there's some devil shit going on. And this is a bad scene. And it was this crazy review.
Oh, I want to read that review and find that woman and hang out with her. I assume it was a woman.
Oh, for sure. Well, that's...
Yeah.
And I was like, it has like a poster of like Pee Wee Herman with like red eyes or something. I'm like, it's not...
Exactly.
Yeah. It's got big posters of that Netflix movie, Cuties. So it's child porn. All kinds of stuff is going on.
Oh, yeah. Do we have to watch that?
I'm not going to watch it. I just saw something on Twitter. And I saw like, I think I was on Netflix. Have you seen where, you know, they run like a preview of something? Have you watched any of that? Like, did
you see? For Cuties? No. Yeah. Do you guys know what we're talking about? It's French. Duh. But it's like everybody's real mad because it's like the over-sexualization of children. But like the whole point of the movie is the over-sexualization of children. So it's like the movie's like doing a commentary on like this is what we do to little girls. But people are mad because this is what we do to little girls.
Right. And I know that people, it's like they're just looking for something to be mad about. And I have some friends and I see them on Twitter and they're on opposite sides. Some people are like, this movie's fucking great. And if you think it's child porn, then you're a terrible person and you're a perv and you're a pedophile. And other people are like, this is really disturbing. And it seems like not the best way to highlight and showcase the specific problem of child sexualization.
Of Wayfair selling our children.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be a lot better. Instead of this, they just do it as like a 3D thing of like a room and furniture. And they're like, so this dresser represents 8-year-old.
I mean, I will also, again, reiterate, it is French.
And you know what that means.
They're raping 13-year-olds in hot tubs over there. Isn't that that one director? What's his fucking name?
Oh, Roman Polanski?
Yeah, he's French, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he yes. Well, he fucked in the ass. Is sodomy rape or is that just
no,
looking for a good time and not a baby?
Is he French? I don't think he's French, but he like has been hiding out in France forever.
He has an accent is what I'm saying.
Let's. So he's French. Free one. Oh, he's French and Polish. The worst combination. Just alienate all our Polish and French listeners.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the thing is France is letting him stay there. And they're like, oh, it's not a big deal. You don't have to. We're cool about it. We're not going to make you look. You know what? As long as you wear a mask, we don't give a fuck what you do.
Okay. You guys, this is my father, the hero. Ring a bell to anybody? The French love adult men fucking children. Especially Katherine Heigl.
That movie
is fucked up.
That movie is super fucked up. And I remember even as a kid when I watched it, maybe that's why I have a fetish. Because I watched it when I was a kid. Maybe that's why I'm into like old dudes.
For barrel bodied, not even chested, just barrel bodied old Frenchmen?
Yes.
Yeah, probably. That's probably it.
I mean, just like balding and tan, but like with the weird barrel body and stick legs.
No, thank you.
Pointy nipples.
I want to watch, you guys, if you haven't seen that movie, because we have a lot of young people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're cool. We're fucking just a couple of young, thin models. So we have a lot of young, thin model listeners. Fucking watch My Father, the Hero. That movie is at least Wikipedia the premise. Because it is bananas. And I watched that movie all the time when I was a kid. All the time.
It's indoctrination. It's fucking strange. We both
psychologists call in, not regular callers. We need people with degrees in mental illness.
Right. It's a fucked up movie. And I heard something, this was maybe a week or two ago. It wasn't long ago that they were like, there have been reports. People are coming out of the woodwork saying that Gerard Depardieu like sexually assaulted them and harassed them. I'm like, and I was like, yeah, I fucking assumed that was happening.
Yeah. He's French.
He's French.
And we're really leaning into this.
He's French. And again, my first thought was when I heard that report, I was just like, yeah, did no one see My Father, the Hero? Because someone who's not into like aggressive, kind of all borderline non-consensual sex would not be like, I would love to take that role. Do you know what I mean?
Because the movie, So a tiny baby Katherine Heigl, who I bet was still a bitch. She's a bitch, right? Isn't that the thing? She's supposed to be like not nice.
I guess.
And that's why she doesn't work anymore. Anyways, because with a woman, it can't be that she just decided she didn't want to act anymore. It has to be because she fucking is a piece of shit.
Right.
She didn't fuck Harvey Weinstein.
Mm-mm.
So get out of here. Get out of Hollywood.
Yeah, was doing shitty things like asking for like equal pay and, you know,
Don't even get me started.
What a fucking bitch. I mean, trust me, I dealt with that. That's part of why I'm so happy to be in St. Louis and fucking out of the big city of showbiz, because I dealt with that. I mean, you read those emails. I was the bitch because I said things like, hey, where's all that money you said you were going to give me? Hey, do you need help with marketing? And they're like, mind your own business, you fucking cunt. You're lucky. You are lucky.
I mean, yes, exactly. This is a prime example, you guys. Fucking know your place. Keep your mouth shut unless there's a dick in it.
Yep.
And that dick better be a powerful one.
And by powerful, we don't mean big or hard. We mean it's attached to someone. No. With money.
That's who's powerful because they have such a small penis.
Right. That's actually a good, that is, you know what? That seems to be the case. I got to tell you, it's a sad, sad state of affairs because you'll be like, oh, this guy's rich and powerful. And it's like, oh, he was fueled to power and wealth by his tiny dick. So see, a small dick may not make you calm, but it will propel you to success because you're like, I need to get these but women.
It won't make you come, but it'll make you go places.
Hello.
Hello.
Ding, ding, ding. Put that on a condom.
A condom? I thought you were going to say on a bumper sticker, but also, yeah, sure, a condom. Why not? Just down the side of a condom.
You have seen like a dick thing. Oh, well, we'll think. Cock ring. Anyway, please, I hope you have the premise of My Father the Hero up.
Oh, well, I don't need to pull the premise up because I fucking remember it. The premise of this movie, I watched, it was on TV, I think it was like last summer, one, like a market day. I couldn't sleep and it was like 3 a.m. I had to be up at 4 anyways. So I was like, fuck it. I might as well get out of bed. And I went downstairs and made coffee and it was on like HBO or something, which I was like, of course it's on at 3 a.m. When the fuck else could you put this movie on? And watched it, and it was exactly, I feel like we've talked about My Father the Hero on this before. Because if however many episodes we've done, if we haven't, we got to end this show. Because we've been talking about all the wrong things.
Yeah.
The premise of the movie is Katherine Heigl playing herself, a little ungrateful cunt. Is her dad is Gerard Depardieu. And he lives in France. She lives in New York. And he's taking her on a trip. Hasn't seen her in a long time. And she's kind of become a little woman. She's got little boobs and a little body. And he's taking her on like a trip to like the Caribbean somewhere. And she goes down there. And she's into a guy that works there. And like lies about her age. And then also lies about the fact that Gerard Depardieu is not her father. Because gross. Going on a trip with your father. Ugh. So what she says is that he is her lover. That's the, she also, she does not say boyfriend or partner. She says lover. And so the guy and all the people at the resort are like, this fucking gross old piece of shit is taking advantage of this beautiful young woman. And he doesn't know. So it's very wacky. Just laugh a minute comedy. Because people are accusing him of child rape. And he has no idea what's going on. But then if I were, and I'm not, again, I'm not pulling this up because I want to be wrong, but I want this to be the case. I don't remember, but I think she tells him, like, I've been telling people that you're my lover. And he's like horrified and angry, but she's like, you can't tell them that you're my father. And so then he goes along with the lie.
Yeah, this is very creepy.
That he's fucking his daughter because he's just, he wants to prove himself to be a good dad. And nothing says father of the year like pretending to fuck your daughter.
Does that, now when you say it out loud like that, because the way it was presented, you want to talk about grooming? I know they're like, that's grooming by Hollywood, and not to sound like some crazy person, but that's like grooming young people to be like, look, young girls, look at how normal this is. It's creepy. That sounds like the premise of one of those old men porn, like oldie porns or whatever, where it's like old man gets seduced by his niece. So there's a genre. Obviously,
it's called a what? Old G?
Yeah, it's like OLDJE.com. It's a specific, and they run clips on Pornhub, but it's like a specific genre. Now, I like porn where it's like an old dude and like a fucking, you know, it's like fucking his daughter or whatever. Like, I'm into gross shit. Again, I watch.
But not grandfathers. That is too far.
Right, not grandfathers. I don't want to watch them fucking. I want to watch a grandfather make love to his granddaughter because I feel like.
Oh, Jesus. They're gentle.
Well, you have to be because they're breakable. They're like dusty little bones. But in that, like, that I can't watch because I like aggressive. I like it where, you know, hey, look, this is not news to anyone. I've been sexually assaulted more than a few times. That may be something that I have turned into a sexual fantasy as a way to claim power over trauma. So I'm like, no. I want to be.
As a coping mechanism?
Right. I may have tricked myself into thinking that I'm really into being rape simulated myself and watching it happen to other people. So I can't, like, there's some where I like it and it's aggressive, but those, the old G or like old G porn, I don't like.
That sounds French. I'm just saying.
You know what? And you're not wrong, because guess what? A lot of it's in French and I don't like it because I can't speak French. And I'm like, well, now I can't get into the storyline. But the problem I have with those is it's not the man. It's set up like My Father the Hero, where it's the girl being like, come on, please. Come on. And they're seducing the old man. And he's like, well, I guess, what can I do but let you suck my dick? And I can't get, I'm like, boring.
Yeah, that's disgusting for a woman to take power in a sexual scenario. Next. That is gross.
Gross. Boo.
Oh, I think we need to have a My Father the Hero watch party, you guys.
I think, and now that we're together, we can do it like Zach Amico's show, where we'll play it. And we can just record it, and that's easy. We can put that up on the Patreon. A bunch of people are doing that. We can watch it, and then we just talk shit to it and put it on the Patreon. That's a great idea. Done.
I mean, I don't know about talking shit. Do you guys want to? So this is what we'll do. We'll record us watching it. It'll be just like Riff Tracks, where you press play on the movie when there's like a beep or something. But I don't think we're just going to be quiet and enjoying the film. For the hour and a half or however long it is.
Yeah, we can do one of enjoying and one of... I love that Zach Amico show is really fun. Where
I swear to God, dude. I also think that it was remade. I think it's a French film. I think it was a French... Yeah, it was a remake of the 1991 French film. Which also starred Gerard Depardieu. He loved it. He loved fucking his daughter so much, he had to do it twice.
Yeah. This was so fun. Let's try it in another language.
That is crazy. I knew it was a remake, but it's insane that it was him in both of them. And it was 91 and 94. So he made the movie in 91, and then 3 years later was like, I gotta do it again.
I know. I was going to say, that's not really a remake so much as it is just like another version of it. And it was like, we could have just dubbed that one over in English. You know what I mean? They have subtitled films. It's not that difficult. They were like, well, it's subtitled. He's like, no. Where's this bitchy 13-year-old? I heard there's this, she's a huge cunt with perky little tits. I want the cuntiest.
I want that one. Also, the film debuted at number 4 at the box office. Just listen to these movies. 94, great year for movies. Number 4 behind Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, Mrs. Doubtfire, and Philadelphia. So the box office that week was Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, Mrs. Doubtfire, two huge comedies.
Yes.
Philadelphia, like one of the, like Tom Hanks... fucking best movies, craziest dramatic movies about AIDS, and then wrapping up the top 4 at the box office that week in 1994 was Gerard Depardieu fucks a little girl. The 90s really were just a time to be alive, you guys.
Honestly.
Jesus Christ.
Ace Ventura, I remember I saw that in the theaters, and that was the first time that I laughed out loud at a movie as a kid. Because there were always things where, like, sitcoms and whatever, watching stuff with my family, I remember thinking stuff was funny, but I didn't have, like, the response of hysterically laughing out loud.
That's funny, even with Laugh Tracks?
Yeah.
See, that is the whole purpose of Laugh Tracks, is to be like, now you go.
Yeah.
This is funny, we're telling you, see?
Yeah, this is what we're... Uh-huh. You know what I want to do? Speaking of Laugh Tracks, and I will get, but like, I'm doing...
Get some for this podcast?
For the podcast, and also, oh, there's so many fucking butterflies here. This is distracting. I feel like my cat. I'm just looking at a bunch of trees.
Wendy really is. So, full disclosure, we are recording separately, even though we are a mere mile apart.
We're doing it in the morning. This is prime shit time. We need to be as relaxed as possible. Let our bowels be relaxed. If we cannot wear pants, that's ideal.
Oh, God, what a dream. All of these are things we can and have done together, though. Just to be clear.
But, I mean, this is really, it's critical shit time. And you need to be as relaxed as possible. You've got a super long day. And so it's like, look, and even though it seems like not a big deal because it's not a big deal, to get in a car and to be moving around, that jostling your bowels, it's like, look, eat coffee, smoke shit, do all that in your own private space.
Eat coffee, smoke shit. Yes. Now there's a bumper sticker. Eat coffee, comma, smoke shit.
Smoke shit.
Well, I was gonna walk over there this morning. This is important. This is, I know we were just talking about youth and how fun it is to be young and pretend like your father's your lover. But now we're gonna talk about being old. So remember, so when I helped Wendy move last week, I'm super out of shape. And I was like, I'm getting back, doing squats every day again. So doing, and I pulled something in my ass. And then Wendy, we were moving her heavy suitcases up her fucking rickety ass stairs. And I pulled it worse. So it was whatever. I stretched it out. It felt fucked up for a couple of days, but totally fine. That was almost 2 weeks ago. Yesterday at the kitchen, I'm just standing. I swear to God, I'm not even moving. I was standing, weighing out little dough balls. And I almost like buckled my right ass, something. It was like somebody fucking like reached in my ass, not my asshole, my ass cheek, and like grabbed my muscle and fucking twisted it. I couldn't walk. I had to hold onto the table. I literally couldn't walk around the kitchen. We almost had to leave. We almost left like 3 hours early.
So your ass got so fucked up.
Yeah. I just standing. It's the same ass. It's the same ass side as when we were moving furniture or your fucking suitcases and I pulled it.
Yeah.
But been totally fine for over a week. Been stretching, been doing squats. Everything's been fine. And then I was just standing at the kitchen and fucking, I don't know what happened. It's like bad. Like this morning I woke up early and I've been stretching all morning. I don't know what the fuck I did. Like, I'm scared to go hiking. I was going to go hiking on Thursday, and I'm scared to go because I'm scared I'm going to get, like, a mile and a half into a hike,
yeah,
and my ass is just going to fall off. Isn't that fucking crazy?
And is it – get ready for ass chat. So do you is it, like, the piriformis? Is it in the center part of your
yep.
– of the butt cheek? Yeah. Do you have a foam roller?
Yep.
Okay, so
got that bad boy out this morning.
Good. I have the kind. Do you have the kind with spikes on it?
Yep.
Cool. So do I. Okay, great. I just want to make sure because if you don't have one, I was like, I can bring that over to you.
Oh, it's crazy. I've never pulled a muscle like this.
Yeah. Again, we.
I've never hurt myself so badly doing something so little.
Exercise is not good for you. Here's the thing.
No, don't do it. Also, don't stand. Apparently, right. Whatever you do, you guys don't. Stand.
Yeah.
It's deadly. I'm going to be 34 in a week. That's the age. You got to stop standing.
I know. Well, can I tell you, because these stairs, which I love all the stairs in this apartment, just going up and down. And in the last week, because with the packages, oh, this fucking FedEx package finally came yesterday. Fucking finally. And the box was not that heavy. It was me and some chick. She pulls up. We carried it. She was like, and I go, is it super heavy? She goes, well, it's not even heavy. It's just kind of like a bigger box. And I was like, it has Fragile stickers all over it. This shit I took pictures is like banged up. I was like, if my air purifier doesn't work, it said Fragile on every side of the box. And this shit was like the edges of the box were ripped and like open and weathered. I was like, were they playing kickball with my shit?
Oh, see, that's why you didn't get it, I think.
Yeah, they were just.
They were playing football.
Yeah. This is Missouri.
And I mean the European football. I mean football. Now, I bet that's why, because they fucked it up.
I mean, it's fucked. And so I was carrying, you want to talk about, and you can stay in shape doing body weight stuff. And I've been trying to do that over quarantine and doing all my, it's, but now that I'm in this apartment with so much extra space, I can wake up and do walking lunges up and down the thing. And I've been, and yesterday I took like 7 different loads of shit up, 3 up and down those 3 flights of stairs to my apartment. And then when I went for a run, you want to talk about being out of shape where you can kind of like bullshit your way to people like, oh, you look like you're still in shape. But he said, if you're not like exercising as much as you used to, you're not as strong. You can fit in your clothes, but if you're not physically as fit and strong, I was running yesterday and I had to stop running because my ass muscles from these stairs for the last week got really tight and my legs felt so heavy that I was like, I physically cannot lift my legs to run. And I had to walk. It was after 20 minutes. And I was like, I'm so the same. I was just like, I'm very out of shape.
I would have loved if you just dragged yourself down the street.
Well, it was one of those things where you're like running, like I feel good. And I was like, I can't. I tried to do a regular push-up because I'm doing them up against a counter. And I was like, I bet I could do 10 regular push-ups. And guess what? No, I cannot. So.
Yeah, this ass. And because with hauling heavy kitchen shit around, I actually have like my upper body is doing okay. But apparently my ass is just atrophied at this point. I'm not sure. I've never done this before. It's terrible. Oh, this is just, I want to really quick get back to My Father the Hero. Sponsoring this week's episode, My Father the Hero. The film featured music and appearances by the Baha Men.
What?
Yeah.
The Baha Men. What are their...
Who let the dogs out? Ever heard of it? I'm like, I'm floored. Apparently they've been around since 1977.
And it took them that long to get a hit?
Maybe you missed what I said, Wendy. They're both the band and their music was featured in the number 4 box office film of 1994, My Father the Hero. So you kind of are being a little Katherine Heigl over here. I think you need to get fucked by your dad.
Oh, that's what I'm
Chill
hoping.
Chill you out a little bit.
That's what I'm hoping
Chill
for.
Chill you out a little bit. Oh, this is...
I didn't realize it, but see, now if that's not a lesson in... Keep doing your thing as long as you have to. The 70s, can you imagine? And the My Father the Hero, and they're like, we're in a big motion picture. And they're like, oh, it's a child rape film. Well, son of a bitch. You know what I mean? Like, I guess we're scoring the soundtrack to incestual child rape. And then they said, no, we're going to keep going. And then many, many years in the future. At this point,
yep.
That's probably, can I tell you, I didn't realize that they'd been around for that long. That song, Who Let the Dogs Out, you understand that was, I thought it was like hip people. That was just like a bunch of old dads probably just mad and someone accidentally bumped into the fucking recorder. They were just in their backyard like, God damn it, we never made this business. And one of their fucking animals ran out and they bumped into, like Louie, they're probably half blind. They bumped into something and just started yelling at their wife like, Mabel! Who let the dogs out?
Mabel.
I imagine that's like an old lady wife name.
An old lady wife name.
Now
yeah, not Katherine Heigl. Right. Not a sexy young child lover.
Now I like that
this
song.
This is...
Because I mean, I'm a bunch of old men just pissed off. Who let...
It was only number 40.
Really?
On the U.S. charts. That seems not true, you guys. That seems not true, because that fucking song was ever... Which, if you're not going to have that song in your head all week, stop listening to this podcast, because it has definitely ruined my week. That's crazy.
I thought it would be higher in the charts. And also, I really... Because there's a lot of energy in that. You know what I mean? Like, people listening to this podcast would for sure be like, these women are, I'm going to guess, 50s to 60s, based on our energy level and the amount of time we spent talking about... Taking good BMs.
And pulled muscles?
Yes. We just talking about, but we couldn't be bothered to go a mile to be in the same place because we had to keep our bowels relaxed to have a nice BM so we don't fuck up our whole day.
Oh, God. Also, nothing's grosser than BM. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I am My Father the Hero, the gift that just keeps on giving. I want to watch it like today.
Yeah.
I'm canceling work. I'm not going to go. I'm not working. I'm going to be like, listen, we can't come to the market today. No, it's not because I can't stand because I pulled my ass muscle so badly. It's because I need to watch the 1994 classic box office hit. Oh, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Fuck you. No.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
stretch out. Yeah, again, I'm like, I'm so sore. It feels like I like fucking lifted weights at the gym. I did 20 push-ups yesterday, and I'm like, God, my pecs are tight.
Oh, we're just, you guys, we're just yawning.
We're yawning. Oh. It's stretching. Oh. What?
I want to reference, if you are on the Patreon, this is, hey, fucking, if you're on the Patreon, we're talking to you right now.
Yeah.
And you haven't called into one of the chats because you're, for some reason, nervous. Just think about how much we talk about BMs and call into the chats, because we've had a few people send us messages being like, I want to call in, but I'm nervous. And then we've also had people call in for the first time recently and been like, oh my God, I can't believe I was nervous.
Yeah.
Because, you guys,
it's
just your moms.
It's just your moms. And if you think we don't try very hard on this podcast, you should really call into a call, because now that we're together, we just sit and eat snacks and play with animals. And it's good because then you get to practice entertaining us. And it's an audition for showbiz. It's actually, they're super fun. Yeah. They're fun. They truly are. And I mean, shit, I feel like we blew our load on this last one. Sunday, it was 2 hours, and everybody in the chat was being so fucking funny, and it's people from all over the world, and the taco show thing. There's so many fun jokes that I wish we could talk about now, but it would only be, like, relevant to the people that have been in the chats. But yeah, come on those. And even if, so tell me, if you're not doing it because you're, like, nervous, or because you're like, I actually don't really like you guys that much, I'm just on the Patreon because I feel sorry for you, because if that's... If you're giving money to the Patreon as, like, your charity work.
That's, which we do always say, give what you can. If you can contribute just, like, a small amount monthly to those in need, it's so important, and please do it. So if we're your chosen cause, first of all, we get it. And thank you. They're like, we want to support from afar. Thank you very much. We actually don't want to... It's like someone who, like, gives money, like a very wealthy person who, like, lives in Beverly Hills and gives money to homeless organizations, but doesn't want them, like, in their neighborhood.
Right. Or it's like if you were, say, I don't know, dating somebody who doesn't want to engage with you that much in any kind of romantic way, but instead they say, hey, I'm going to send you some money. Or I'm going to send you a gift. And you're like, can we get on the phone and talk? Or do you want to say that you miss me? Nope. How about I just send you money? How about I send you money? Go. And when I fucking can't. And I, whatever. This is going on the regular episode. And I don't care. People do or they don't need to know. But
whoa. Whoa.
What happened to your armpits? Is that
pee
like
the
a
people.
Real, pee the people. Pee to the people. BMs to the people. That's what we say.
BMs to the people. Oh. No, they just smell really bad.
Yeah. When's
that's
time?
All.
When's that time you showered?
2 days ago.
Fucking right on.
I'm in the kitchen alone because it's just me and Preston. So I'm like, I'm going to be gross.
You're not alone. You're with Preston. I'm like, he wasn't with you.
No, I'm alone. And I'm always like, I'm going to shower when I get home because, like, have kitchen shit all over me. Because, yeah, I showered Sunday night. So I showered Sunday night. So yesterday I'm like, I'll shower when I get home. But then after working 10, 12 hours and my fucking ass not working, I'm like, I'll just go to bed. But then, oh boy, you guys. Woo.
Yeah.
It's this Missouri humidity.
I gotta tell you, I
got some wet ass armpits. Wah.
Yeah. Wah or wah. Get it. That's the sound that people make when I get around them. I'm like, hey, guys, I just moved here. And they're like, yeah, we can tell. Fucking get regular deodorant.
What is wrong with you? Please stop trying to use natural shit. It clearly doesn't work.
It is nice to go for a run because you just, like, kind of gingerly walk and just full sweat within 10 minutes. I'll put on a sweatshirt. It's really, I love it. It's great for your skin.
I mean, also, I mean, you missed it, but there's a good portion of the summer you don't even have to go for a run. You can just sit on your porch and sweat profusely like you are running a marathon.
Yeah, it's really nice. So that's the one thing, is it is good. I like that for just general detox, because I'm like, this is great. I like a good sweat. My skin looks good. That's fine. But yeah, it is real moist and juicy out here. It is a wet at, wet at, wet at. wet ass atmosphere is what I was trying to say.
Just like these wet ass armpits. Oh, God.
It's a crapshoot because we're really trying to find a good time to record. Because, like, now we're doing it in the morning time. We started at about 8:30 a.m. And it's both of, we're in the same time zone now. So, yeah, we're not in the same house, but we're in the same time zone. So, fucking take what you can
get. I mean,
get.
If we were rich, we're only a mile apart.
We could.
If we had a big, giant house that was a mile long.
We could do that. I thought you were going to say we could take a helicopter. But that seems like more of a hassle. You want to talk about upsetting your bowels, you know what I mean?
Well, we could just get a jetpack. Like, did anything come of the fucking pilots that saw the jetpack? Oh, jetpack man? Jesus.
Wait, who? What happened? A jetpack?
Did you
man?
Not hear about that?
No.
Shut up.
Jetpack?
Did you really
man?
Not?
No. Are you talking about? Are we talking about another '90s film, Rocketeer? Are you fucking with me?
Well, we are talking kind of about Rocketeer. This was, yeah, there's nothing further on this, which makes me think that it's definitely real. Pilots, it was at LAX, and it was two pilots from two separate airlines. I think it was JetBlue and American, reported a man in a jetpack flying next to the planes. Two separate planes saw a guy in a jetpack. I fucking swear to God. Callers call in. You heard about this, right? No, this is a real story.
I believe
at
you.
At LAX by, like, real pilots, not insane people that fly tiny planes out of Santa Monica.
I'm sure it was on Twitter and I saw, but can I tell you, I've just been like, I check out a lot when I read anything on the news. I'll see something and I'm like, I can't just sit here and look at my phone all day. And like,
no, totally. Like, but this isn't, you know, news like pandemic or the fall of this country or impending civil war. This is important. This is fucking the Rocketeer flying in a jetpack over Los Angeles.
Yeah, I did.
That's real news. That's important news.
So we need to get jetpacks is what you're saying.
Yes. What I'm saying is we need to contact this gentleman. Yeah, there's fucking, I'm surprised. This went away really quickly. Callers call in.
Well, that's the thing is there's so much shit going on that, like, this is the time. Like, how crazy. We're living in such a crazy time that there's a jetpack man next to airplanes and people are like, we don't, there's too much other shit going on. We've got, do you know what I mean?
Hold on. Listen, this was, I have the quote. Tower, American, 1997. We just passed a guy on a jetpack. Off the left side, maybe 330 yards or so about our altitude. And then 10 minutes later, another plane spotted the guy. We just saw the guy fly by us on the jetpack. Use caution, person on a jetpack. And then apparently the controller said only in LA. Which, that's fucking, don't. Don't be like, ugh, fucking Los Angeles, am I right? Like, you see, every time you fly into LAX, you're like, oh, it's another fucking guy in a jetpack. This land of fruit and nuts, am I right?
Yeah, be careful. There's a guy in a jetpack passing out his headshots. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Anything to get booked in this town.
He gets really close and he's just pressing him up against open windows.
Just hand throwing them.
Right.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. That's, yeah. It's. That what are we sure was a man on a jetpack or was it a weeshi on a jetpack or was it just a pipe on the top of a house? We got to talk about this because
oh yeah, we have to talk about the weeshi guys.
Because let's here's
we know you all tuned in to hear about the weeshi.
Now, well, here's the thing, and I know we're all losing our minds and hallucinating, and that's why the jetpack thing. I'm like, oh, fucking okay, prove it to me. You know what I mean? Also, what. That's why we're recording in the morning, because we were like, should we record in the morning or later tonight after Megan works a 12-hour day and is at the market? And I thought, last time we tried to do a nighttime recording, we're like, this will be better.
It was not.
We had a sip of a beer and a cigarette and got distracted by a monster house for a full hour and a half before we started recording.
Well, okay, so that's what we want to talk about. So the weeshi
is real.
It's real. I mean, as if we need to say that, first of all, we might be dealing with a monster house situation, you guys. As in the children's movie Monster House, in which a larger woman marries a tiny man. He builds her a house, and then some neighborhood kids are mean to her, and she falls into the foundation of the house and dies, and then becomes the house that eats children.
Right. And now a lot of people don't know this. That woman was voiced by Gerard Depardieu. He was like, I want to something. It's no, you're not fucking kids. You're eating that. Well, but they're getting fucked over. Right. Anything.
Yeah.
Anything where
I'm fucking them in a way. Right.
Right. But in a way, I have a child in my mouth in a way. So the house, but I'm the house and the house eats kids. So, right.
So the kids are inside of me.
Right. So I have a child inside of my mouth and body. Yes. I mean,
count me in.
Are we?
Oh, nice save. Oh. Oh, yeah. So it may or may not have been in the light of day. This is what it was moving. We were sober, and I do think that we were focusing on it too long, and it did become a thing where we were like, it was crazier. But you guys, it was fucking moving. There was an animal up there. I stand by, I think it was probably like a diseased possum or something, or cat, that it was moving. Like, it was, as we said many times, word of the fucking year, undulating, which I cannot believe we can say. Truly, I am very impressed that we can say that word.
Yeah.
But there for sure was something up there. But the thing that we were focusing on much of the night, I went and was very statically sitting there because it was a piece of wood, just like Preston said. And there's nothing worse than when Preston's right.
Wait, is it wood or is it like a rusty pipe?
No, it's not a pipe. It looks like a broken piece of wood.
Okay, because I took a photo of it and I thought it looked like a rusty pipe. But look, we got to climb up there at night.
Yes, we have to break into that house at night.
This whole fucking city is haunted. I've been trying to not blow up your phone because now that I know your work schedule, it's crazy and you're working all the time. Okay, a couple places we need. This whole place is haunted. That is a monster house. There's for sure a haunted house that I got to send you. It's like a greenhouse. And I was like, oh, this house looks really beautiful. And then I noticed it's vacant. And I was like, this is haunted as fuck. There's also a place that I kind of, and I know I said I was going to move back to New York in a year, but I kind of want to move into this other building for a year after I live here. It's the Lafayette Lofts that used to be a school. Have you gone by that place?
Oh, yeah. They have a bunch of places like that here that are old schools or old churches.
And I walked by that place. I'm getting the chills now. It was the middle of the day. And I was like, oh, this is a pretty building. And it said, it's like Lafayette Lofts. And I said, oh, that's cool. And then you look at the top of the building and it says Lafayette School. And there are two like giant statues instead of like lions or something like that of like a boy and a girl, like creepy, like early 1900s outfits in stone. And I'm like, this place is haunted as fuck.
They come alive at night. Those are a couple of weeshies if I've ever seen them.
This whole
which
city.
I haven't.
No, we saw a weeshie. We saw something. The whole place is fucking haunted. My walls are wooden and wavy.
We have to drive by. This was an accident. I drove by it. I was like driving around and I didn't want to get on the freeway. And I was like, oh, I'll take this. And then fucked up and took it way too far. But there's like an old, it looks like a Capitol building. And it's like the old mental, like state mental health hospital. Dude, it's fucking like me and Preston driving by and I was like, what? I was like, is this a school? Like, it looks like a big, huge, like school ground. It's like fucking huge. It's still in operation. And there's like all these like fucking like barrack looking houses. Barrack. Is that singular for barracks?
Yeah.
But they're like all over the, but the actual fucking building is crazy.
Wait, so it's
it's crazy.
It's a working psych ward?
Yeah.
So it's crazy, literally and figuratively. You know? I mean, the architecture's fine, but what's inside is crazy. And then you fly away on a jetpack. That's what we need to be jetpack comedians. We'll, like, just go to different buildings and make a joke, and it doesn't work. We're like, laugh track. We play a laugh track and jetpack up.
Laugh, that, and that's what, laugh. I'm laugh track. She's jetpack.
Was that a good sound effect? No.
Nope. Nope. That, no. You know, the only sound effects we can do are cool guitar sounds.
Right.
For Bitch and Piglet. That's the only thing we can do.
Yeah, the jetpack sounds like the gun sound. It all sounds the same. It's either like, but everything else is like, shoo, a shoo, shoo. What was that?
It's the same as the quotation sound.
Right. That's the sound that a Weeshie makes. That's the sound of our laugh track. People will be like, is that a laugh track or is it just like weird?
Is it breezy?
Fast wind passing us. Are we on the Indiana Jones ride?
Oh, I want to go to a theme park.
Yes, we need to do a theme park and we need to go do escape rooms, or we can break into that psych ward.
And then it's both.
Yes. And we will get drugs. I could probably get admitted into that place if I wanted to.
Oh.
If you want to sneak inside.
Yes, this is a great long game. I feel like this is how a lot of weird movies start, where it's like, this will be fun. Cut to 17 years later, Wendy's still there.
Yeah, that is the premise of the number one film of 1994. It's not the premise, but it's a part of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, so I don't want to go in. I'm not trying to step on anyone's shoes.
No. It's the premise. That's the premise of that movie.
Yeah.
The premise of that movie is, everyone thought it was a comedy.
No.
You know, that was it. That and Philadelphia really were just like the two, dealing with like serious issues. AIDS, mental health.
Mm-hmm.
94, baby. Really fucking, you know, father-daughter romantic love. AIDS, mental illness, trans issues.
Yes.
In Mrs. Doubtfire.
I was going to say drive-by fruitings in Mrs. Doubtfire. But again, violence.
Violence, yes. Produce. San Francisco, dangerous place.
Mm-hmm. I love... The Gerard Depardieu, that movie, that when you, I cannot, now that I keep thinking about how inappropriate it was, that movie should be on that podcast, How Did This Get Made? But not even to talk about like.
Oh, I think it has. No, I think they did it.
But more on like a criminal level, right? Where she's like, how are these people not thrown in prison?
Oh, I thought. Holy shit.
What?
It made $25 million at the box office.
Yeah, because. We're all a bunch of pedos. Did you see that clip of that rally in Utah? It wasn't the jetpack man, but it was a rally in Utah about people that were like an anti-mask rally. Did you see that clip?
No.
Okay. Uh-uh. So, see, jetpack man, I'm like, I pass. I didn't click on that link on Twitter, but I did click on this. It looks like a Mr. Show sketch. It looks, but it's a real thing. And there's one woman, and they're anti-mask rally. And it's one woman, she's like, you think we can't speak English properly? This bitch, she could fill in for us any day of the week. This woman is on there and she's like, it's our rights as Americans. And, you know, George Floyd said, I can't breathe and he died. And we say we can't breathe, but we still got to wear these masks. That's like a real thing that a white woman said. I'm shocked that it's a white woman. I don't have to say that, but.
Yeah, I was so that, we all assumed.
And it's all these people marching. And then it cuts to some old lady in like a hat. Just like an old-timey, like, suffragette fucking hat.
Also, Wendy just did a weird thing with her hand as if I didn't know where a hat went.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to,
a hat, one of these. Yeah, goes like on your head, looks like a hand.
Right, a hat. Like I did a very Cousin It, you know? Like
you did.
Yeah, Cousin It, hand on that. You know, like a hat. You're like a hat or, you know, like a decapitated but living hand
sits on the top of your head.
Right. And is also related to you, like a third or fourth bloodline down, a Cousin It hat. This woman, so they're showing different parts of the march. And then they cut this old lady. And the only soundbite they got from her, she's like, well, you know, I'm not going to wear a damn mask. You know who loves pedophiles like wearing masks. And that's a real quote from a real person in the United States of America.
Wait.
Yeah.
What?
Yes. This was one of the arguments for the anti-maskers, was that one was we can't breathe, so wearing a mask is the same as a cop stepping on your fucking neck for 8.5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that one, yeah.
And
good job,
other one
you fucking cunts.
Is this old lady saying pedophiles love wearing masks.
Do they?
And I think, yeah, I don't. I think she's confusing masks.
Callers calling.
Yeah, pedophile. And again.
Pedophiles calling. Gerard Depardieu, beloved listener.
Right. So right now, it's not all callers. It's we need psychiatrists and pedophiles. Call in. pedos calling.
Ideally, if you could be both, that would be ideal.
Oh, and
just to fucking really get this.
We should clear.
Oh, my leg's asleep. You guys, I think I'm dying.
Your body's fucking crazy. I was going to say, and for the people.
My body is falling apart.
For the people in foggy London town that are high on codeine, I don't want them to get confused. If you're there, it's a pedophile, which is so strange to me.
Yes, pedophile.
That seems like a foot lover, right? Doesn't it seem like you'd be like, oh, so you love feet or biking? A pedophile.
Or fucking animals.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Are you sitting cross-legged?
I was. Because I was stretching out my ass. I was pushing my knee down. I was sitting on this chair. I've been, the whole call, I've been leaning back and leaning forward. It's because I'm trying to re-pull my muscle, maybe. That's what I'm going to end up fucking doing.
Yeah. You should be sitting on a tennis ball.
Well, unfortunately, I don't have. Oh, I do have a tennis ball.
Huh? See, there you go.
Louis Octopus.
Oh, yeah. Sit on that thing.
He's going to be so mad at me.
He's going to love it. Oh, yeah. That's what he's going to be like. Oh, bummer. Now it kind of smells like another animal's asshole. Those are his two favorite things to do. Take naps and lick his butt.
It's true. And eat assholes.
Yeah, and eat assholes. And it's great because then it's mom and then he gets some mom butt smell. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's...
If you think he's not being influenced by having just... I know he can't see, but he can hear the plot to My Father the Hero. You think he's not... That's not influenced him in some way where he's like, oh no, this accidentally smells like my mom's butt a little bit. I have to pretend like I don't like it.
But he's the older man here. He's 70.
Oh, that's right.
He's taking advantage of me.
So he's probably not even blind. You know,
he's fucking Depardieu-ing me.
Yeah. Oh, he's not blind at all. Those are Depardieu contacts. He just pretends like, oh, I need help. And you know what he's telling his other doggo friends? When you guys are gone, I know he's just like, oh, I just sleep in this bed. As soon as you guys leave, he's like up on both legs. He's talking to birds and other dogs walking by. And they're like, what a loser. You have to stay inside with your mom and your dad. He's like, first of all, that's not my mom. That's my lover. Okay. So... You know what I mean? That's for sure what it is. And then he's just like, and you don't even realize you're playing into it because you're taking his toy and just rubbing it on your ass. And he's just like, oh, yeah, do you think a mom would do this? This is my fucking.
Yeah, this is fucking. If a mom did that, gross.
Yeah, this is my lover. I am going to chew on the tennis ball that was near the asshole of my lover. My much younger.
Thinner, smaller lover.
Right. Interspecies lover. That's right.
It's a real Depardieu-ing.
Oh, thank you. Oh, see? Oh, I like this. Oh,
I was like, I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it. And I was like, I'll give Wendy this one gift.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I think it's a very sweet thing to do.
You're welcome. It's almost as sweet as rubbing a tennis ball on my asshole.
Almost sweet.
For my lover, who's a dog.
And you should put it like grind it by.
Oh.
Man, there's so many things I want to say, but I got to wait till we're not recording on the pod. I will say this. People's fetishes are very interesting. People's fetishes are very interesting.
We got to end this episode. I want to hear whatever the fuck you're talking
about.
Well,
I will say one thing where some people will be into a certain kind of play. You know what I mean? Like aggressive play. But then I use the term grooming just in a text. Because, you know, I'm sorry. If somebody, and again, you know, you can, even though there's COVID, you can, here, and I will say this, you can get real kinky just via text, just over text. This is why I don't put this bullshit of like, I can't express myself. I don't know how to do. It's really easy. You just text someone and go, I miss you. I'm thinking about you. It's very easy. Okay. So I'm so done with this. Like I'm watching you from afar. And also.
Well, yeah, I think that's just ridiculous.
Do you know what I mean? And so whatever. We'll see. But it is, you can find. If you are unhappy in a situation, even in COVID times, you can find someone who, even virtually, can satisfy your sexual needs and desires and in real life. So that's a little message of hope for everyone. If you release the thing that you do not like, you are then now open to get something that you do like. And so this texting about like, I'm going to like fuck your ass. And when it's not actually going to happen, you can really get into it. And like, why don't you fucking tear up my asshole? Because it's like, oh, this is fun. You know what I mean? And I'm like cleaning or whatever while I'm having this text conversation. And it was something about like a schoolgirl's like the first time I want you to dress up like a schoolgirl. The first time I like tear up that ass or whatever. And I was like, okay. And so then I said something and I said, so we're going down that path. So then we're just texting. This is just like bored people just like being like trying to get themselves off via text. So then I sent a text and I said something about grooming your schoolgirl, and it was a full stop. He's like, okay, first of all, I think grooming is awful and terrible, and those people should be like castrated and thrown in jail. And I was like,
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Is that where I crossed the line? I crossed the line.
Yeah. With See, the word. That's, no, you don't get to. No.
Grooming.
No.
Look, grooming is awful, but if I show up and your hair's not in braided pigtails.
Yeah. See, that's where it's like, I don't know. If you're playing a game where you're a schoolgirl.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, talk about
you
it.
Should be like, you know what I think you should do? Be like, do you want to watch My Father the Hero with me?
Yeah, that's what I should do. Get out. Get the fuck out of town. I can't be grooming.
maybe he meant like the physical act of grooming oneself. He was like, that is wrong. It is disgusting.
Yeah.
Anyone who does it should be thrown in jail.
He's like, here, I don't know if you're familiar with the culture here in Missouri, but maybe you should check out the local farmer's market because we're not into grooming. The hottest chick at that fucking market sells hot pies, and that bitch, I don't think she showers ever. Just runs around.
Just titties wang dangling.
Yeah, that's here in Missouri. We're not into showering and grooming. We want to eat coffee and smoke shit. That's what the fuck we do.
Welcome to Missouri.
Laugh track, jetpack out.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in. This brand new day with the pussy fart again.